Okay, welcome everyone. This is a BOF. Don't ask me, please, what does it mean. But it's supposed to be an informal talk where we are going to discuss what can we learn and copy, improve, extend from some other operating systems that just now are in the market. And some of them really has very, very interesting features that I think it's important to GNOME to incorporate some of them. I want to ask if here we have a KDE fanatic, or Mac OS X, or maybe a Windows fanatic. It's possible, because Windows has a really good features. And I want that all of us speak about this and comment, because I'm just going to put here some screenshots. But the idea of this BOF is to share between all of us and try to find what are the really good ideas from these other operating systems and collect them to try to implement this in GNOME. First, thanks, because it's sometimes the BOF takes so long and I cannot thank people. To Álvaro López and Álvaro Castillo for his KDE and GNOME comparison, and now for his laptop, Wadec Organization Crew, and blah. Just a description of the both. And for example, just an screenshot for the first time you log in your system. Here we have the GNOME screen, the Mac OS, the new Windows, and the KDE. And for example, a difference we can see here is that we are the only one which are only asking first for the login and then for the password. And I think it's in the desktop devil list, it was discussed sometime before, that it's confused for some users to first only the login screen. And another features we can see the photographs in the Windows that we just now have in GDM, and in some GDM's configurations we have a configuration option to change the setting of how to log into the system. And from a point of view, it's not as interesting to have configuration there, because this screen is going to be shown to the user every day, and normal users don't really want to configure his login way of doing login. So maybe putting this configuration outside or don't show that here is a good idea. Okay, I'm talking a lot. You have to participate. Okay, so please interrupt. Yeah.
In Windows, there's the login screen. Mm-hmm. You have login passwords. Fill out the log with keyboard, the login name and password, you have to press tab to jump to the password field. From my observations, most Windows users use the mouse to click in the password field, because they can't press enter, because it will try to log in with just username and not password. So that's not a good idea from my point of view. Mm-hmm. So just having to type the username enter, password enter, it works for me, but perhaps there are other disadvantages I haven't thought about.
Yeah. And another thing we can do, because with PAM authentication sometimes we don't know if we have to ask for a password to the user, because you can configure a machine to have just login and no password. So someone was talking about putting two text entries, one for the login and the second one for the password. They just disable it, and when you press enter or you click, but the problem is that you cannot click outside, because the program has to recognize that a login is entered and has to query PAM system to ask if he has to ask a password. So it's sometimes this is a bit complicated. And for example, this is a KDE idea that some users really want, and also in Windows is present. I'm not sure about Mac OS X, but are tips. I'm just a hacker and I don't use, and I have never read them. I have read, for example, in GIMP, because I never do image manipulation, and sometimes it's interesting for me. And I'm not sure if we want dips in GNOME. It's really interesting for the users. Maybe it's a combination with dips and a tool program is interesting because we have to show the users or new GNOME users that are coming from Windows or from Mac OS X how they can work with our operating system or our desktop. So we have to show that his button to bring up the menu is that Red Hat or this K or this foot or just the thing we have, or we have to explain him how he can browse the web and he has to run this kind of program, or he has to do double click. So I think a tool program is really interesting. We was discussing this point in the last WADEF with Seth Nico, I think, and someone said that he will go to work in this program, but work is not done. So if one of you want to think that this is really interesting, can write a tool program.
Maybe the main problem will be the own distribution make different the non setups.
Yeah, but
so the tool, the non tool, be a work for the user.
But we can provide a GNOME tool for GNOME desktop distribution for GNOME.org, or just a simple program that one standard. It's like configuration. We are providing a default configuration, and sometimes every distribution can change it. But we have to provide the best default configuration from our point of view. So, because there are a lot of people that it's downloading our software directly, but maybe it's true that final users don't compile GNOME or don't download GNOME from everywhere. They just install his operating system with a desktop. But maybe if we put a tool program, people from distribution are going to adapt it to its own interest. So I think it's important. Yeah.
What about Steaming or using the idea that Windows has? With the first time you log into Windows, it pops up a little tilt tip over the start button, which drives me mad, but it doesn't need to tell you this is the start button. So even if they change what the start button looks like each time, they can call up Microsoft something or other. Then the first time you log in, it says, click here to find your program.
Yeah,
rather than
it's a real interesting to have some high tips in the desktop. Another thing that, for example, KDA has is a just mine.
I was going to say that.
Sorry.
I want to say two things. I think guided tour is something that's very good for advocacy. It's when people want to say, what is this GNOME stuff about? It's not just for training. I mean, maybe you can do separate things, but it can be very useful. If you have people who come up who've either not used computers before, not used Windows before, and they say, what is GNOME about? It's kind of Windows, or they've used Linux for years, and they say, tell me more about the GNOME Window Manager, because they think it's a window manager, or whatever. And so it can be very useful for advocacy and outreach and teaching. And I also remember that a computer company called Sun used to have a desktop, which came up when you first used it. The default applications included the Help Viewer. And the Help Viewer was on a guided tour of the desktop, telling you how to do things like click a mouse. Now, to be fair, you had to know how to click a mouse to get into the viewer. So that was a dubious usefulness, but it actually was quite useful to talk about mouse buttons or anything like that. Very basic stuff. And I think from the training point of view, a default GNOME session that starts with a file manager and a Help Viewer is probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's one other possibility between Tour and tips.
Tips.
I don't think tips are very valuable, by the way, because you never get a tip that you're meeting right at that moment. Absolutely. But anyway, I've used user interface agent in the past. It was included with the desktop, the WordPress shell from OS 2.1.4. It had you could, when you first entered the desktop, you could indicate your experience level. You could also totally disable it, but if you're not so experienced, each time you used a new function, a yellow transparent highlight would show around some button or something, and it would display a label with like a tooltip, but then more expensive, explaining the function of that button or label or whatever without interfering with the workflow. It didn't make the button insensitive or anything like that. So I really think. Oh, and also it got whenever you used it function more often, the explanations got more detailed. It learned how experienced you were with that function. So that, I don't know. I think it could work.
Yeah, because sometimes we have discussed about user levels, for example, in Nautilus, but it was different because it was different configuration, different seeing different things. But this one is really interesting because you are seeing the same, but you have explanations. You have the same interface, but with explanation for novice user or for new users, and some for intermediate and no one for advanced. This is really interesting.
There's also kind of knowledge system, but
yeah. I think, for example, the Kili. Yeah.
Yes, but I think we should make sure that it's not GNOME-specific. Because if you use a GNOME application and you get all this information, then you switch to Kili application, and you don't understand why you can't have information, and then you have tips, and that's not really...
Now the graphics will just work.
Another thing Kili is doing now is a wizard configuration that I really think is not a good idea. We have to provide really good default configuration and don't use a wizard. Maybe in new Windows, this... It's mine. Sorry. Yes, ma'am, I'm doing really good, my bot. Now, this, for example, Longform Windows in his last beta is doing some... About configuration, is doing configuration settings. For example, and the most important is the panel. They provide a screen when you can select different typical ways of doing things. For example, have the classical taskbar button, and then have a new panel, or use the classical Windows interface. This is not a maybe this idea is better than KDA 1 because it's not a wizard, but it's an option in the configuration page, and you can set this manually, or you can set this set of configuration that is typical from Windows 95, of this set of configuration that is a really big and beautiful panel in the red side. Maybe it's interesting. And about look and feel, I think it's important because users want that is desktop is a good desktop and productive, but also like that is cool and has very beautiful graphics. And for example, here new Windows is showing this kind of clock that I really think is not useful, but we have to see the demand of users if they really want this kind of stuff. I'm not really sure things like Caramba or beautiful animations. And maybe we have to try to do some kind of pull, but not pull in Slashdot, because if you are doing a pull in Slashdot, you are going to get only geek answers. Maybe we have to do a bigger study, because every kind of computer users in some places to guess is this stuff is really interesting, because we are developers and we don't have the same needs or the same taste about these things that normal users. So I'm not sure. What do you think about this pretty stuff? Yeah?
Maybe AOL could be a good source for looking at the generic user. They cater for, well, they primarily seem to cater for the lower end, people who all they know is AOL, that little box. And maybe if they think that, you know, flashy animation is a good thing, maybe that reflects the, you know, what the wishes of the non-geek user. But I don't know, you know, they obviously have millions of people to pull from, and how you get their opinions is a different story. But, you know, they may be, because it is an issue whereby, as you say, slash dot, geek answers, it's going to be difficult to get the non-geek answers, but AOL
Yeah. Maybe, but I think this stuff is something we have to discuss in to plan our development or our new configuration about these things.
Yes. The previous slide.
Yeah.
I dislike the panel.
The Windows new Windows panel.
Yeah, because the desktop is less. You have less space.
Yeah.
But I would like to have something like that, but with a light background. Mm-hmm. I mean, so putting in a calendar
in the
background on some ticks. So if you can see them, you can
hide
all the windows and read them and go and try again.
Yeah. Have any of you use once sometimes Caramba from TBA? It's just an application that is inspired from one of Mac OS X. That is just that. It's not a panel. It's a background panel you have in your background, and you can insert some information providers and some kind of different applications. And I think we have to talk with some other hackers to let's try to implement it to see if really is interesting to have that in GNOME.
How does that compare to gcrlm?
Yeah?
How does that compare to gcrlm, or how do you pronounce it?
Sorry, sorry.
Some sort of idea. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah?
I don't know about you. I almost never see my background. Because I always have an application which
is maximized, yeah.
So I don't see the point with having a lot of applets in the background.
Yeah, this is a normal hacker point of view is to have a lot of desktop and one only application in every desktop. This is what we do, but a lot of users are not doing that. A lot of users want to every time minimize his windows or is changing about them every time.
If you look at the typical secretary machine with Windows on it, my desktop has 5 icons on it, home and trash and stuff. I've seen machines with thousands of icons on the desktop. And you sort of sit there going, where are they? And they just minimize things and go, I know we're about to look this game somewhere. They won't go through start program.
They had a lot of screen shortcuts and a lot of download stuff in his desktop. This is when I was using KDA, I saw that they have a really interesting feature, that is to have bookmarks from the panel, because sometimes you don't have open your browser, and one of the most normal things you are doing is open your browser and load /. Or for example, open your browser and load gnome.org. Then with this applet, you can do this just pressing the bookmarks button and selecting directly your most used locations and clicking, and you get your browser. Also KDA, but it's the problem of KDA. They are doing a lot of things because they also have a different type of applet that is a quick browser. You put a directory, and when you press in the button, you have a panel with all of the files or subdirectories in that directory, and you can click on any of them and you get this document open. So we can combine both of them in our bookmark. You can bookmark a directory and you can display the contents of that directory in our quick browser.
Have you also seen the new bookmark system from Epiphany?
From Epiphany?
Yes.
It's docked into the panel?
No, it's not located into the panel, but it's kind of, it's not a hierarchical bookmark system like the classical ones we're used to from Netscape Navigator and Internet Explorer and other browsers. It's a new kind of bookmarking based on the topic categories. So, it may be very interesting to look at that and see how it can be integrated in
the system.
I don't think that panel applets displaying all bookmarks is a good solution.
I think it's a lot like Safari. If you've seen Safari, the way Safari does bookmarks, has something kind of similar. So, I don't know that one.
It's already a file browsing applet. There was one for GNOME 1.4,
yeah, but it's not in GNOME 2.
It's not.
It's a browser applet?
It's being ported.
It's been ported.
Oh, you logged it, right?
Ben wrote it.
Oh.
So, but I don't think it's a really, I think it's a useful thing to have quick browse in the desktop. As else, we have to discuss it. Finding stuff. This is one of the most important things in the future desktop, because, what ugly question marks, no? Because nowadays we have very big hard drives, and people are downloading a lot of stuff, is collecting a lot of stuff in its computer. So, a new Windows version is going to have a really, really good system search. And final users really want to ask something like, I want pictures from Dublin, or I want pictures in Italian, or my WADEC presentation. So, first, file name search is not working. Well, it's working, but it's not perfect. It's not perfect. So we have to extend this, I think, from a point of view. And we have to read headers. And for example, if I have my digital camera, I take a lot of pictures here in Dublin. When I'm transferring into my computer, I just put Dublin in the title, album title, and it is stored in the JPG, okay, file header. So a really intelligent search system should look into these headers and should look into an AVI header and should look into metadata of files, but not in its content, just in the header. Or it has to be an intelligent search system and has to know what kind of what is a file. Windows is going to implement this with a really new file system, it's WinFS. I think this is impossible to do in GNOME because we are.
I mean, if you make assumptions about the underlying file system, then you can do much. But if you like take advantage of new file systems like WriterFS, they can handle metadata, and it is like a database. So yeah, it's not like we can't do it, but we have to make assumptions about the underlying file system. Then we can do it.
Yeah, maybe, but we could have a demo. But we can do very different implementation of this, and it's possible. But the important is the concept. I think that the concept of doing a hard search, but very easily from the point of view of the user. For example, to have a dialogue with just a simple question, because the current one, search dialogue, is not useful, or the advanced one. For example, people don't know when did he wrote that file. He is not useful to use the date search. Because if I'm looking for something, it's because I don't really remember about that, and I don't remember the name, or I don't remember where is it. I don't remember when I wrote. I have an approximation, but I'm not sure. So a program that, for example, we can do just now in GNOME, for example, a picture from Dublin. This program has to recognize pictures, like a keyword, and has to recognize from that I have nonsense, where like Google does. And it's only have to look for JPGs, GIF, or any kind of picture formats, and look for Dublin name or Dublin directory name. And it's the same for WADEC presentation. It has to recognize that presentation is and has to look for PowerPoint presentations, extension files, and also for OpenOffice.
This would also be a nice way of employing the emblem system for Nautilus, which is highly
complex. So, file content. This is another good feature that KDE Conqueror has now, and Windows is going to have also, is to filter the contents of a directory. And it's sometimes very useful, for example, when you have a download directory, or you have a very big directory with all of your movies, your films, your pictures, and you want to look for only one of them, or you want to see only these pictures. I'm not sure it's really interesting, but for me it's interesting. I'm not sure about what do you think about this stuff.
I think what would be interesting would not be to filter contents, but to sort contents.
To show.
To sort.
Ah, sort.
So pictures, then videos, then sounds, etc. So you can have a different viewer for the pictures, then a normal viewer for normal files, unsorted files, maybe PDF viewers for your PDFs. Something that doesn't need. You shouldn't need to have only music in the folder in order to browse your music. You should be able to browse music in a convenient way for music, even if you have pictures, and you should be able to browse your pictures even if they are in a music folder.
Yeah, this is an idea that we have to really do. To really do is to have the music concept. Because just now we have MP3 concept or we have OGG concept, and we have to Nautilus or our programs to know about main types as general. For example, music, and you have all of time different file formats. file selector, no, sorry. We are not going to talk about this here. More thing about file browsing. For example, in Mac OS X, we have an option that is a vertical columns browsing, and you are opening the directories in a new column every time. I'm not sure if this is interesting us. Any Mac OS X user here? Yep. It's interesting stuff.
It helps when you kind of move things around. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have two windows open. If I want to move things around a few directories, it's quite fast. Mm-hmm. And I get back to the beginning of the route while still seeing the directory that I was in. It's nice, but it's not, the all end all.
Maybe we can talk with Nautilus developers about that. And also, a thing that Mac OS X and Windows is doing, it's the previews of the as a picture, for example, of a movie. It's not that we are only showing the screenshot of the picture or the thumbnail or a screenshot from a movie, but Windows and Mac OS X are also writing a lot of information in the sidebar. Then if we want to know that information, we have to right-click, get properties, and we have to go to a specific tab in the properties page to see the image size, the comments, and so on. And I think we have in Nautilus a really good sidebar, and maybe it's interesting to show that information there. One
problem I found with that is that I've got directories with like 500 meg AVI files, and if Finder blocks when you click on it, it starts to preview it, and it sits there while it's trying to open the file, and you can't do anything else. That's one really annoying feature, but I think Nautilus is better at that. It does it in the background.
Yeah, but now in Nautilus we are doing thumbnails every image file, and also from movies. So it should not be too much time to get just only the file size of that image. But it's a thing we have to try. Now this very controversial stuff. This is really good. I really love this from Mac OS X. This is the obvious question. Do we have to implement this? This stuff is not useful, but it's beautiful. And we have a problem now, is that in GNOME we cannot do easily things like that, or things like... I think I have a video for this. Okay, this stuff is not useful, but they are going... The important is not what she's doing with the window. The important is that new Windows is going to have a very interesting graphic layer below his desktop system. And they are providing the desktop with a lot of function or a lot of stuff to do these things, these advanced graphics with its applications. In GNOME, we have possibilities of use new X render extension. I'm going to put this while I'm talking. For example, this is really crap. It's stupid. But who is going to do that? It's something to show your friends. Yeah. Or to put when you put on music with house and you are doing a party in your house and to have some crazy names.
That looks like Tango or Beals.
Like
Beals,
and then, but the point of here is that we can adopt these new technologies in X Windows, like X Render or Alpha Blending or new stuff, and also OpenGL to do these things, because maybe it's interesting to have some basics to do that, to do this, because we are not sure about user interface evolution. Just now we are doing the windowing in two dimensions. We are not sure about the future. No one is sure. But Windows is providing the background to do new things and different things. I think if we want to think about the future, we have to have also basis to do new things that just now we are not going to do. But in the future, maybe they are interesting. So, yeah?
I just want to say that the related to Windows mm-hmm. are interesting from a user interface point of view. They are research that shows that when you have rotated windows and you stack them, people are able to find the right window quickly if you have just rectangular windows. Mm-hmm. Because you can always see a little bit of the window, so it works faster. So it's not just crack.
Yeah, but
can be used
from the input point of view, how do you rotate a window? Something just moving, clicking in every in one point of the window and moving it. Okay, this one I think is really interesting. This is the new Windows Alt-Tab cycling window system. And when you have, for example, a Word cast X tab under Windows with the icon, it's enough to do the selection. Because if you want to change to X tab, you know that X is a X tab. But for example, I usually have five Mozilla windows open. And when I'm cycling between that, I have to read the title. But if I have a screenshot like that, I in just a second know that is the slash dot browser window or the porn stuff or something. So I think we have to talk with some developers or just anyone here can try to implement this. And
sorry, what's going on there? Because I don't see anything there that you've looked at customized window manager. Enlightenment doesn't do it. I mean, it does everything, so.
Oh.
But what, I mean,
when cycling windows without that.
It's showing you the preview of the window.
Yeah.
Or is it showing you the whole window?
No, it's showing the preview of that window itself.
You also want to see the preview in the window itself as well.
Just now
you'd have to bring it to the front. See it.
And what happens if it takes, say, 30 seconds to draw the window?
If you see here, this is just a screenshot, but this is a small dialog. It's not a big one.
Let's see. Yeah, you can experiment with that with
Lightning. Is doing this?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Printing, okay. We have solution for this. And special folder. This is also an.
Okay, can we not have mine in front of it?
Sorry?
Can we just not put mine in front of it?
I cannot. Can you repeat it?
It's my music. Why can't we just have music? Movies, documents.
Yeah.
Get rid of Bob. Yes.
Okay.
It's a challenge.
So,
and not like iMusic, iMovies, I or G movies.
Okay, then. But I think we have to provide an important kind of the important set of special folders to in our desktop, and we have to get a consensus about what are the that folders. If we are going to mix music and movies with media, or people don't know what media is, or for example documents, it's very extended. It's in Windows world, and we have also here in GNOME. But maybe a discussion about this and try to propose a final list to use these special folders in the desktop and also in the new file selector, and with some programs directly accessing this. Maybe my web page, if you are you have a standard public HTML, maybe you can have this kind of special folder or link.
Stuff like this. I mean, isn't it better to implement it using some kind of virtual folders, so that you don't have a rigid structure of music, movies, documents, and porn, but that you have just that you enter some metadata in some way, you know, the word, the titties, okay, because and finds in the metadata and opens a virtual folder for you containing all the porn on your hard disk.
It's just the evolution idea of virtual folders to for mails applied to files.
There has to be an empty folder to start with for ordinary users, just to suggest them. Guideline, kind of a thought. If there's a folder there, they'll put stuff in it. If there's a my pictures, my documents, they're more likely to use them. And then you can do the metadata later in the deep folders as well.
Maybe a simple solution could be to show all files of the same MIME type or the same group of MIME types in one only folder, virtual folder.
Yeah.
May the file be in one folder or in another folder. And so you could browse your music in, for example, XMMS, Realmbox, without having to say, I have music here, music here, and the same
thing. It's the other approach to the same thing.
This one is to say the user, you have to write your stuff here. And the other one make this more flexible. You can write your stuff wherever you want. GNOME has to fund it. So maybe this is easier to implement and the other option is difficult.
Maybe another option would be to have like ambient, to say it's a picture, or that it's automatic because there is the MIME type. But you could say this is Dublin, this is my family, and you have a list of categories. Okay. And then you could say, show me all the documents related to Dublin or all the documents related to my family. And like a database, we find any file type which has this category, like in Outlook or
Information. But the problem I think we have is that users are not very well organized.
Absolutely.
Yes.
If we put, for example, the example of the camera, when you are downloading your stuff, yet you can filter or you can provide a title of it, but
offline is not very used to you ordering your stuff. So this is because this is why search is really important.
So this is just sort of a speciality of the WinFS gateway, but the file system you were talking about, if you had that, you could do this by default, you get it for free.
Yeah. The problem is, I'm not sure we can do a special WinFS or something
similar. How much Mac implement this?
Mac has media, no pictures.
There are special directories like that. There's also Sherlock, which is just like search, but quite a bit more. But but it has special things. I've got my pictures and documents. I need to drop the my a bit. That's very Microsoft.
I think the only useful from this thing, I guess, is when you try to save something. Because if you download a file, maybe you don't remember when the browser saved the file. So if you have this kind of directory, maybe you can guess. But I think it's the only user.
And this is good if we don't have a real search system or a real good one. Because you are saying the user, you have to write this here. So I'm doing this for you because next time you will find, because it's in the right folder. So if we don't have search, we need something like this, I think. Okay. Yeah?
I'm not sure.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe you say that people are not very folder. That could be a problem with the categories. But maybe we could make a better save dialog.
Save?
A save dialog.
Yeah.
Which doesn't ask you for a folder, but which asks you to check categories. So you just press OK, and the file is somewhere on your computer. You don't have to know where. But when you want to open the file, you just say it was about this category, and you have the list, and you click and pop.
Yes, it's an interesting idea. It's just hiding the complexity of a system. It's just only about time. It's interesting. I was talking with some friends some days ago, and it was something that I think Windows systems was very powerful, and they was about us. It's the integration of different applications in the system. And for example, if you were talking with them as a messenger, you can right-click in their screen name and say send an email to him, or open a new audio talk with him, or playing a game with him. So just now, instant messaging is important. It's an important application. It's not maybe the killer application of the desktop, but it's an important one because it's a point to have all of your friends or people you have to work with them in a same separate place, and you can have conversations, share fields with them, play games, that is really important in a desktop, and this kind of things. And we have an address book in Evolution, we have a contact list in game, and if we want to make a video talk, we have to open that meeting, we have to know the IP address, or you have to go to a directory. But this kind of integration is really good, and we have to provide our desktop with this stuff, I think, in my opinion. And maybe a new DBus is a good system to implement this, to have a completely different application from Evolution, just game, to get the contacts from Evolution and provide this kind of, for example, if a game can do a question to the desktop, can we do video conferencing? And in my meeting can answer, yes, we can, and you have to do with me. And can we play games online, and our game of Tetris can answer and say, yes, I can play games online. And also our cards game say, I can also play cards game. So when you are talking with your friends in game, and you will have a new menu about play games, and you have the games you have in your desktop. It's a really good integration. And I think this is interesting.
I don't think we need DBus for that.
No, but
we could use already existing model, which is, for instance, what you talk about game talking with Evolution. It can right now it can talk
by
Bonobo, so I don't think we should and add another layer.
Yeah. And maybe if I'm hacking game, I can get evolution contact list easily from game, just doing a global component and getting.
Yes. There are people who don't use evolution. I think Mac, the address book, is a system service which can be used by all programs. I think it's the same in KDE. So every program can link into the same.
It's the idea to have only one address book, that in this case in GNOME will be the evolution one, and every application that is looking for contacts get from them. And if you are talking with your friend, we can get his details, his photograph, that is from evolution address books.
Maybe the problem is that now we don't have enough components of each other.
Yeah. No, I think the instant message in GNOME is a really, really important thing. And game is not good integrated into GNOME, and it has some problems to be integrated. So maybe we have, I'm not sure about starting a new instant message in our desktop or trying to convert game or doing something, but it's a real problem we have now.
What about Gusset?
Which one?
Gusset.
I don't know that.
So, I think that Mikkel and I and Anders Carson.
As I remember, he was waiting for the game.
So I think in the next GNOME release we have to have an instant message in our desktop. And we have the same problem we have now with the browser. A lot of discussion about Epiphany, about Galeon, about Mozilla. We have to do the same for instant message and finally get a real one working. Okay, no problem. Okay, this I was preparing this presentation and just a comparison between our screenshotter and the KDE one. It's they have a really good feature to get a new screenshot, because sometimes you get when you press the print screen, is of course you want a screenshot of that moment. But if you are taking more, or you want to take a screenshot of only a window that is a feature that we don't have, and some people want to do that because just now they are taking a screenshot, opening GIMP to crop the image and get the only window. So, I see this is a comparison. This is the one I want to say. And I think it's over. Now your proposition or your things you have seen in an operating system or Mac, you want to have in GNOME.
I know it sounds a little bit like heresy, but Microsoft has one good thing. That's a kind of user panel which they ask, what do you think is a good thing? Could this be a good thing? Or something like that. And when I hear you in fact would like to organize a kind of user panel for GNOME. Is it like that? Because you goes now a little bit like this, a little bit like that. But what is the user want? Do you know that?
Yes.
And I think that's a very important thing for the success of GNOME.
Yes, providing some stuff that users need. Anyone more?
One item I particularly like about Microsoft's out of the box, I'm big on using keyboard, avoiding using the mouse, and I can go around the OS really, really quickly with a keyboard. I have great difficulty doing that with GNOME KDE. Maybe it's just because I'm relatively new to both of those, I don't have to set up keybinds and so forth, but the fact that Microsoft went out of the box is very cool in that respect. That'd be an extra overhead. Even if I could duplicate
it, I've got potentially
to go through
it all over
and do it. Say, as a keyboard user, that's
where
I would have to see something like that. That'd be cool. That'd be my
perspective. Yeah, this is, you have to talk with accessibility people about keyboard navigation.
I would like to go back to the first slide. When you asked what to do with the login, the password. I just wonder why you have to type in your login part.
Your login?
Yes. You should just select your login, your picture or your name in the list, and password, you should type your password and later on the...
Just now the DDM, if you use the graphical frontend and the picture selector, you have only to write a double click on your photograph and you get the password from it.
But we solve the problem knowing how to go to the password field, because you don't have a user field.
I don't, for me, it's not good because I have to take the mouse to select the picture and then I have to put my hands again on the keyboard.
Well, you could select it with the keyboard?
Yeah, also. I'm not very used to that.
I think the problem is not that. The main problem is when you have 100 or 200 accounts.
Yeah, in this, for example, we can make and not only EDM, we have only 8 users in the machine. We can show by default the picture browser, and if you have more accounts, it's normal that you have to type your login. So, thank you very much to all. And